and they can also supply all the matching color threads to use for the project. Cross-stitching may appear to be a boring hobby for those who don't understand it, but on the contrary, it is very rewarding in the sense that once you see your project taking shape, it furthers your interest in completing the pattern. Once the pattern is complete, you can behold a great work of art that all people will admire. This audiobook edition focuses on showing you how to learn and create cross-stitch projects in a step-by-step manner. We will show you how to start the project and how it will progress as you follow it through. We will not just teach you the ways to complete this particular project, but also convey the proper procedures and things to remember in completing a cross-stitch project in general. It is not enough that you can make cross stitches. You have to be aware of the technical side of completing a project as well. As we mentioned earlier in this book, it requires patience and a keen attention to details. If you are not focused enough on the project, I doubt you can even make a simple figure. But if you are excited to learn to do it yourself, without going to costly embroidery classes, then this guide is a perfect tool to start working those crafty hands. Remember that the key to this task is accuracy and focus. So you have to put your mind into this project, and you will see in the end how much you have rewarded yourself. Chapter 1. Must-haves. Basic material. Eider cloth, a type that comes in many plain colors. This is the most basic cloth for cross-stitch and is used only for that craft. It is constructed with large loopholes that enable easier maneuvering of needles, and the large gaps allow you to count the stitches more accurately, which is crucial in determining your starting point. The cross-stitch needle. Unlike other needles, such as the one being used for hand sewing, this needle has no sharp point, but instead has a rounded tip. The needle hole is a bit bigger than the usual needle to allow easier threading. Cotton embroidery floss. A special type of thread made for cross-stitch, made of cotton. This is shiny and has more vibrant color than ordinary thread, which is necessary to emphasize important areas in the pattern. The best-known makers of embroidery floss on the market are DMC, Anker, J.P. Coates, Krennic, Weeks Dye Works, The Gentle Art, Crescent Colors, and Threadworks. Printed pattern. This is the printed black and white copy pattern that works as the blueprint of your project. It indicates symbols and legends that correspond to floss thread color and placement direction. The size of the pattern also determines how big the finished project will be, and it has the same number of geometrical squares as the Eider cloth. Cross stitch kit. This is basically a sort of container kit to keep all your cross-stitch materials. It has several compartments to separate floss, threads, and other materials from cluttering the inside of the box, especially the floss. If the floss is not kept properly, it might tangle and become hard to separate. Scissors. Obviously, you have to have something to cut your threads cleanly. Not using a scissor just causes the thread to unravel, which makes it harder to push it through the needle hole. Beads and charms. Beads are sometimes embroidered together with the floss thread. Usually, professional embroiderers are the ones who use such materials to embellish a complex design. Most of the time, beads are added to clothing.